One of the hottest indie rock albums of this year is from a band called Whitney. Pitchfork says you'll find most songs to be near flawless on a small scale, working the way a great short story does. From The Guardian, quote, "It's a confident and effortless record that sounds as if it has always existed." The album is called A Light Upon the Lake. Here's a bit of the song No Matter Where We Go. Joining us now are Whitney's two songwriters, Julian Ehrlich, the drummer and lead singer, and guitarist Max Kakasic. Hi, guys.
Hey.
What's up?
Well, and first of all, where did Whitney come from? What does that mean?
We really actually just thought that it was a cool band name and no one had used it yet.
Really?
Yeah, and we attached like a bit of a persona to it in the beginning just to kind of like get acquainted as a songwriting duo. But yeah.
What's the persona? Who is Whitney?
There's no gender. We thought maybe he or she lived in Mississippi for some reason, because that's a place that I love.
I think the persona, when there was one, was kind of like exaggerating issues of like loneliness and transition that we were going through at the time. So it was like we were feeling those kinds of things, but we kind of elevated it to a larger sense through this persona.
And are your musical styles similar on their own, or how do they come together?
Yeah, I mean, we obviously share influences, but I'm like super obsessed with Sam Cooke since like a very young age, and I don't know if Max necessarily shares that. So we just like, I don't know, we complement each other in that way.
I think a big thing is neither of us really judge music based on, like, we're interested in music from a long time ago and now and everything. We don't really like, we're not only listening to music from the 60s and 70s or something. We're pretty open-minded.
Well, if you were to name an influence, Max, what would it be?
Actually, since you did Sam Cooke, for guitar, Steve Cropper is the man. We're kind of in that era.
Well, one of the most distinctive parts of this band is your voice, Julian. So let's listen to the beginning of the song, Golden Days. How did you decide to sing that way? When did that start?
That's just kind of the way that my higher register sounds. And it's molded since we started the band. But yeah, there's actually this like Zambian rock band called Amanaz.
A Zambian rock band?
Yeah. There's like some backing vocals on, I think they might only have one record. But yeah, on the record that we found that I like kind of fell in love with. And I guess I just recognized that my voice kind of sounds like that too.
Is it tough to do? Does it wear you out to sing like that?
No. I love it. Maybe, you know, ask me in like 5 years.
Well, let's listen to a clip of the song On My Own here, because there is a lot of sadness and romantic loss in some of these songs. Here it is. And I know it. Now, is that based on a personal experience?
Yeah. For both of them. I mean, we both went through, like, kind of the most intense relationship, like, ups and downs, probably, like, a year before we wrote. So we were kind of, like, feeling really lonely and sad.
Yeah, that song is actually a really important one, though, too. That was, like, one of the first songs we wrote. And we wrote it in the whole day after we spent, like, walking around Chicago listening to it and kind of realizing that we wanted to work this into, like, a real project.
When you're writing, do you write the lyrics first and then figure out what the melody is going to be, or does it happen at the same time, or what's the process like?
Melody is way more important for me. I'll kind of just like sing total gibberish, but if the melody sounds right, like if it sticks, then the lyrics just come after that.
Let's listen to the closing song of the album here. Julian, this is the song Follow, which is a song that you wrote about the passing of your grandfather.
On a night when the moon is low, on the pines, I pray your troubled mind remembers. The rain won't come again.
Julian, tell us about this one.
It was in like the dead of winter. I had come up with like actually that section of melody and that chord progression. I showed it to Max, and then we went up to Max's grandparents' cabin, I guess, in Wisconsin, and we like figured out the rest of the song. We like banged it out, and then one of the sadder moments in my life happened. Like my grandfather ended up dying, and then I like flew home for the funeral, and they played the song at his funeral, and I lost it. It was pretty gnarly.
And is it difficult to take things that are so personal and put them into songs that people that you don't know and don't know you and don't know your grandfather are going to hear?
That's what's good about this project, in my opinion, is that we can pull off, like, you know, losing a family member, the, you know, cliche breakup thing, but we're doing it in a way that we're actually proud of, and I'm really proud of the way we did it. Yeah.
That's Julian Ehrlich and Max Kakasic from the band Whitney. They are on tour now in support of their debut album, A Light Upon the Lake. Guys, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.